There is a complex global negotiation process underlying the issues of climate change, which are gaining more and more attention globally. From December 1st to 12th, a conference will be held in Lima, Peru, where the governing body for the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change will meet. Maria Helena Semedo, FAO's Deputy Director General for Natural Resources, will be participating in the upcoming conference. Ms. Semedo, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
What can we expect from the conference, as well as FAO's participation?
First, to clarify that the conference is a negotiation between member countries. FAO is not member, FAO is an observer, meaning that we don't have an active role on the negotiation. But FAO has been helping the countries to give them technical support, facts, statistics to support the negotiation process. Second, FAO has been very active showing the linkage between climate change and agriculture and food security. And when we talk about food security, we are speaking about food systems and nutrition. My participation this time is to bring FAO views and help the countries to bring food security to the table of the negotiation. Unfortunately, agriculture hasn't been considered throughout the negotiations, but we hope that we can include food security and we can integrate climate smart agriculture into the negotiations and the final declaration.
I'd like to pick up on what you said about how agriculture hasn't been incorporated into discussions about climate change as much as it should. Why is that?
I think it's because agriculture hasn't been considered as a driver to global greenhouse gas emissions. And that's why we consider the emission coming from other sectors. But the figures, and I think the last report on IPCC shows that agriculture can be a driver for greenhouse gas emission, but at the same time can help the mitigation and the adaptation process. I'm referring to crops, forestry, fisheries or aquatic resources, and for sure land and water. And it's very important what we refer regarding agriculture because we should have an integrated approach. This is really the approach FAO defends, FAO has been supporting, and really what we do.
And generally speaking, how does FAO support countries to mitigate climate change or deal with issues of climate change?
We work with the countries through FAOstat, a very important database tool on country emissions, to see how are the level of emissions and how we can help them to mitigate and to do the adaptation to climate change. In a nutshell, we help the countries to find what are the appropriate techniques, what are the appropriate varieties, and we advise the countries. We have some examples I can give you, what is the conservation agriculture. We have projects in Burkina Faso, in Zambia, in Malawi, in Vietnam. Now we are working with the concept FAO launched in 2010, is the climate smart agriculture approach. It's an integrated approach, increasing productivity, to build resilience and to increase adaptation and as much as possible to reduce the emission of greenhouse gases.
And what will be the next steps after the conference?
This COP is very important. Lima will be the last COP before the last one. In Paris, where the countries will be reaching a final agreement. And for us, to create awareness among the countries that food security and nutrition are important, that food systems need to be resilient to climate change. And we consider that climate smart agriculture could be one of the solutions to adaptation and mitigation.
Ms. Semedo, thank you.
Thank you.